You know, a grizzled mercenary like old Cage finds comfort in these wasteland walks, unlike others. Gives him time to think, gives him time to plan. Thing is, though, Cage was walking right back into the town of Marfa. The town that chewed him up and spit him out, just like any old Jack and Jill in the Wastes. In this case, he died twice that day. One when he thought he was dead from the crash, the other being his life in the Brotherhood. Cage refused to live out the rest of his days as an empty shell. He refused to expel the Brotherhood ways from his system, unlike his old pal, Willie. The bounty hunter finished marching up a hill and stopped in his tracks. Down below, he saw it. He saw the town that made him and broke him all in a short amount of time. He paused to take it all in.
Yeah.
Just making sure you were right on track. I gave it an extra hour before I checked on you. I tend to forget how long it takes to leave the state.
Yeah.
Cage?
Yeah?
What's wrong? You're going silent on me.
Nah, nothing. Just, I'm here, in Marfa.
I completely forgot about your past in the Brotherhood. Was it, as bad as the whispers about it were?
Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever witnessed something so horrific that your senses just go numb?
Explain.
It's like your brain just can't process the intensity of it all. So you just... I don't know.
I get you. Yeah, I think I know that feeling. I don't want to overstep and say I know it like you do. But I can paint a few pictures from my life. Are you going to pass it, or brave it for the night?
Yeah, I'm gonna hitch it here. Maybe not for the full day, but we'll see.
Got it. I'll leave you to mourn if you need to. Just promise to check in once you saddle up again.
Gotcha.
This place had long been a ghost town by now.
Ghoul masks! Get your ghoul masks here! Human, get one here! Only 5 caps! Have a safe stay here in Marfa! Ghoul masks! Get your ghoul masks here!
Hey, what can I get you? You new here? I think I would remember the likes of a metal man running around.
Yeah, huh. I suppose you could call me an original resident. First time back in years.
Oh, yeah?
Between you and me, what's the situation with the ghoul population here?
Oh, man. You said years. But not that many years. Yeah, hope you didn't have any friends here. Marfa's been a playground for us folks since the place was overrun way back when. You a ghoul yourself? Sure would have been a rude awakening if the ferals knew you weren't on your way here.
No.
Odd. Maybe it's the suit then. Yeah, we usually have ghoul masks for smooth skins wanting to visit.
Guess I got lucky, but... I was stationed here back before everything went down. This is hardly what I expected after so long.
Damn, man. Stationed? As in, like, the Brotherhood? You just came in packed full of surprises, huh? That's gotta be a bitter bite, my friend. I've been around the block, and I'm pretty sure I know what you folks think of us ghouls. Sorry, pal, but I understand us not-so-bloodthirsty zombies weren't here when that happened. Someone with a caravan just stumbled on this place after the fact and spread the word back to the rest of us.
No, it's all right. I'm not like some of the other brothers who can't tell the difference. It's pleasant, in fact, to know that the Wastelanders make use of this place.
Oh, come on now. There's got to be a part of you that grits its teeth, wishing anybody but the zombies moved in. Just kidding. The name's Guy. Guy Flakes. Lowly bartender of Guy's Bar.
Cage. Bounty hunter. Mercenary. Former Brotherhood.
You've got nothing to worry about in here, Cage. We're no Deadwood town. Just a collection of working-class folks and traders. Only reason we keep the ferals around is to keep the bigots out.
Do you happen to know if there's remnants of the fall here? I had a vertibird.
Wait, that's your ride? I had no clue. I had no clue the Brotherhood stocked you guys up that heavy down here.
Wait, it's still here?
Yeah, just down the south road and into the outskirts a little ways. Whoa. I know you haven't been here in a bit, but it's a long ways out of the town, and the ferals come out of God knows where. Look, the bird's gonna be there tomorrow. Just hold up here for the night and head up there in the morning, huh? Just 20 caps a night.
All right.
Thanks, pal. Just head up the stairs and take a right turn. The rooms will be there. This key is to room 2.
Thanks.
You see, an old soldier gets hit like a brick wall in situations like this. In his boots, you'd want to make it in time to do whatever you could, even if whatever the hell it was ended years and years ago. The call of duty never ends for some. It ain't fair saying it's over just because your side took a hit or the head honchos in office said it's over. Can't mix emotions and business like that. Not for the foot soldiers. That's why so many never come back the same. That's something that can't be mended.
Cheers to another night of zombie hunting, boys. It may be annoying, but it keeps us in shape.
Hear, hear.
Let's get an ad victorium for the ghouls, though. They lose every day, but they give it their best shot. Ad victorium!
Ad victorium.
So, Cage, you're pretty decent with that sniper tops he dropped. Thinking about changing your class?
Hey.
Relax, Topsy. You're still our one and only marksman. But seriously, Cage, you really put that son of a bitch to work. If it wasn't for you, me and Danny might have bit the dust.
Don't get used to it. Call me lucky all you want, but relying on a one-shot kill after every reload was too much pressure. I think I'll stick to the school of ARs.
Still, you're a natural, kid.
Yeah, I'm quite picky about who touches my gun. But I'm glad you got your mitts on it, Cage.
So we got a lead on where they're coming from?
Crenshaw and I surveyed our best before we got made. Still nothing concrete, and the townspeople want answers.
This hive is like nothing I've ever seen. Back when I was a boy, we used to go to sleep and feel these bumps underneath the floorboards for years. I had no clue what it was since we didn't have caves or some shit around. Well, long story short, the family lived on top of the heart of a giant ant hive. Dad got sick of it one day and blasted a pack of dynamite out on the land. Thank God we had a flamethrower. Managed to fend them off our property and finish them off in the tunnels.
Damn.
That's because there's no way that many people were holed up here before the bombs dropped. I'm telling you. It's something about this area that has them coming like ants to honey. But I'm no detective. We're here to exterminate the source, not learn about it.
Hey, man. Going so soon?
Do you ever sleep?
Zombies never sleep, bud. So, heading out to see the bird, I guess?
That's right. Couldn't get any shut-eye. Dunno. Something's calling me to it.
Well, safe travels, friend. I hope you find what you're looking for.
Yeah. Me too.
After this.
Now that's refreshing. You know, when Walter and I finish solving a case out here in the hot New Vegas sun, we like to kick back and crack open an ice-cold Nuka-Cola before anything else. Why, no other drink compares to the wonderful blend of flavors unique only to Nuka-Cola. That's right. Nothing comes close to that legendary zing from the closely guarded secret recipe that promotes good health and vigor. And your closest Nuka-Cola machine is right outside. That's because most Nuka-Cola machines can be found on nearly every block in America. Convenience when you get the craving. Isn't that swell? You'll never be low on supply either. In fact, I'm having some friends over soon. One for each. Joel Jackal and Michael D. Batque, you may have heard of before. They get special seats at the head of the table for being such wasteland veterans. Ah, and here's Mike Tyson, aka Cage. Mike Gregory, can't forget him. Oh, and Dawn McCormack, love her. And I just had to make some room for our more recent friends, Frederick Winther, Lost Paws Jr., Courier 07, our longtime fan, Brandon Cullison, our newest patron, Richard Villa, and last but not least, Jorge Vega. And that's our list for this month's Dear Listener Patron members. Thank you all for making this episode possible. Want your seat at the table? Visit patreon.com/abombradio. We'd love to have you over. And remember to buy Nuka-Cola. And now, back to the show.
Story.
The long, lonely road is one walked by many of the wasteland. The road that leads to old memories. The one that waits for you your whole life. The one that remains until you're tough enough to face it. To be a soldier, sometimes you gotta turn off that part of your head that makes you feel too much. Keep your eye on the prize and all that. But every soldier has their soft spot. That one thing that gets to them no matter how much they try. Old Cage only had the Brotherhood as his breaking point, and he walked the old lonely road back to his last memory of him. As the early morning hours turned to dawn, the soldier could see the silhouette of a propeller off in the distance.
Keep them back!
I'm trying, damn it!
Cage, get Danny on the phone. Tell him to get the rotors going. We can't hold out here any longer.
What? We're leaving?
Damn it, Cage! This place is already done. Do you want to live to fight another day or not? You can stay back and die for nothing if you want, but that wasn't my order. Now, was it? Get Danny ready for us to move now!
Danny? Danny, get that bird spinning. We've got orders.
Thank God. I don't know how long I can keep sitting here until the masses start climbing all over this thing. You guys better hurry up.
Was that a yes?
Yes, sir. But we need to book it.
Good. Topsy out in front of me. Cage, cover the rear. We need all eyes open if we want to make it there alive.
Yes, sir.
All right, then. Let's move.
We need to get those side hatches closed.
We're trying. Paladin, we need to give these folks some assurance. This is getting way too intense.
Hey, everyone. We're gonna need you to vacate the area. We won't be able to provide air assistance if you don't give us space. Hey, I said, son of a bitch. Danny, take us off the ground. We don't have time for this.
Is that safe, Paladin?
We're the ones being safe, not them! Take us up!
Yes, sir.
Take us up slowly now. I'm not liking the wind speeds.
Everyone, get to safety!
Oh shit! The zombies caught up with them.
Oh no.
Danny, pull us up faster! We got ghouls!
Nah, I can't, sir. Something's slowing down.
What?
Crap! What is it, sir?
We got ghouls hugging the landing gear for dear life. Both of you, open fire!
Come on, Cage.
They're bridging each other on the bird. We're gonna have company.
Get inside the bird, everyone! Danny, seal the hatches now!
Boss, behind you!
Shit, look out! They're coming in from the opposite hatch!
Guns free! Kill them!
Oh no. Cage, behind you! They're coming in from both hatches! Stand still, Cage!
Thanks, Topsy.
This is fucked. Danny, break this thing off from those freaks before it's too late.
I'm doing all I can, sir. There's too much resistance.
Son of a bitch.
Shit. No.
Cage, Topsy, forget the ghouls and hold on to something.
We're going down.
We're going down! Victorium, Knight Danny Crenshaw, Topsy Miller, Paladin Willie Knight. I couldn't recover your holotags for the scribes, but you live on through me.
Say, how about you remove me from that list? I've got to say, my boy, I'm a bit disappointed in myself for not thinking I'd find you at this place earlier. So damn sentimental about the old gang. It would always be your downfall.
Willie, what the fuck?
That's right, old buddy. It's me. The one you left to die back home in a swarm of blood bugs. Thank heavens for my armor. It didn't stop me from getting bitten up, but after I hacked that door panel you smashed, I emerged the lone survivor. You know, you've got some nerve fucking me over after I let you in with open arms. Took me half a lifetime to condition my boys, and we were on the up and up. You couldn't break me though, kid, you can't. So for all the lost work you made, I'm gonna beat all 50 lives you cost me out of you. Then, I'm gonna do you a solid by finishing you off right here, right next to your dead comrades. Because, in case you forgot, at the end of the day, I was above all three of you, for a reason. So you should have known I'd always come out on top if you tried me. Wait!
Tell me why I shouldn't slice your throat right here, in the middle of nowhere, huh?
You killed my men!
Yes, after I heard you turncoats were gonna pawn me off like a ring. You boys were on the up and up. Sounds more like it. You were strapped for cash, if anything.
How's
about this? You lie here. Wait until the ghosts of our men return. Then, they can see how far you've fallen for themselves. You think because you are my superior that I'd go down so easily? Well, here's the difference between you and me. After you left, you spent your years fat and happy, ordering around your cute little band of marauders around town, while I trained daily, just like the old days. You're rusty, William.
Just what are you doing way out here?
Let's just say I didn't move far enough away after what happened here. Came to say my goodbyes is all.
I don't believe you. All those years, preaching about how you were still brotherhood. Yet, that ain't all true, is it? You still have that bitter taste in your mouth. The same one I got when they didn't come looking for us. You know you don't want them anymore. You just like the idea of it, huh? Otherwise, you would have scoped them out long ago.
You know damn well it's suicide to make that trip on foot.
Bullshit! You would have done that if it meant your life back before Marfa. You see just as clearly as me. You only choose not to look ahead.
I can't believe I ever called you sir.
And even though old Cage came to bury the hatchet between his old brothers, one of them just plumb couldn't stay down. Even tried to kill him. Who would have guessed at the end of the day it was Willie who needed reflecting to do? We'll surely see, but until then, that's all she wrote. Stay tuned for the next episode, The Runaway. Cage's journey is stopped dead in its tracks when he's kidnapped by none other than Caesar's Legion. With his radio taken away and a bomb collar strapped to his neck, how will he get out of this one? Keep it locked to this podcast. This episode was written and produced by Preston Harden, edited and mixed by Ethan Walsh, assistant editor Zach Sokol. In today's episode, Cage was voiced by Mike Tyson, William by Harrison Bowman, Danny by Chris Rivera, Topsy by Austin Ridgers, Red by Marianne Stanick, Guy Flakes by Mike Tyson, additional voices by Preston Harden. Hold on. Before you get your hat, be sure to visit patreon.com/abomradio and become a dear listener. Find us also at A-Bomb Radio on Twitter. Other things like our merch and Discord are available in this episode's description. Also, make sure to rate and review this podcast wherever you're listening to it. Or share it with another Fallout fan. You know they'll like it. I'm Forrest Lee, and we'll see you in the next one.
You've been listening to a Robots Radio podcast. Smart shows for interesting people. Check out all the shows at robotsradio.net.
Do you love Dragon Age? Have you always wanted to learn more about its vast world and detailed lore? Are you still attached to your hero of Ferelden, even a decade after Dragon Age Origins came out? Or maybe you're a newer fan, still discovering a new tidbit or quest every day.
Well, either way, the Dragon Age Lorecast is the podcast for you. I'm Austin, also known as Teacup.
And I'm Shelby, also known as SheCup.
And come and join us as we embark on a journey to explore and discover all things Dragon Age.
We'll discuss all kinds of topics, from Lyrium to the Chantry, and the great mysteries of the old gods, and even more that even you BioWare superfans might not know about.
So come and listen on Spotify, Apple, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcast. And always remember,
swooping